Panic, far-left Daily Kos reviews My Son Hunter, but they haven't actually seen it. By Paul Bois on September 4, 2022. The far-left Daily Kos pumped out over 3,000 words to review My Son Hunter, even though the author flatly admitted to not having seen the movie. An amazing abandonment of the standard orchestration of a hit piece, which requires writers to at least have a modicum of understanding of the subject their piece intends to hit. Here, the singularly named Daily Kos staff writer Hunter, we assume no relation, instead opted for full-blown freakout. Rather than watch, and then bash, the film, the author instead started with movie review. My Son Hunter is a soft porn conspiracy flick for weird conservative incels for a headline and over 3,000 words, resulting in a borderline unreadable work of hate rambling that neither offers an insightful glimpse into the left's regard for Hunter Biden nor an insightful review of the movie that dramatizes his and his father's international influence peddling. Unfortunately, at the time of this review, the drunken squirrels handling the movie's marketing over at Breitbart News and Tactical Gunsafe Emporium had not offered us an advance copy. So we're going to have to do the whole movie review just from what we can see in the trailer, the Daily Kos writer explained. The author did not attempt to justify why he chose to employ the words movie review in his headline if he did not, in fact, watch the movie, but since the Daily Kos seems under the impression that men can magically transform into women, asking its staff writers to abide by standard definitions of the term movie review might be a bridge too far. Instead, the author fixates on pornography, smears, and, yes, conspiracy theories about the film he didn't actually watch. This is a movie about a one-dimensional main character careening through scene after scene of women in their underwear. This is a movie about bras. This movie may be the closest any proud boy comes to ever seeing an almost naked breast. It is porn for incels who, for whatever reason, cannot access or abide regular porn but can get away with watching this. It may be a fetish thing, in which America's most compulsive patriots simply cannot get an erection unless their pornography's plot revolves mainly around how their ideological enemies, who are very cool and have sunglasses and access to all the drugs and all the strippers, suck. This movie, the first of the Breitbart name, is quite transparently a porno. It is soft porn, albeit very soft porn, but from premise to execution to marketing to trailer. Cancelled conservatives make a softcore porno remains the far more accurate movie title than the one they slapped on in an attempt to put some politics on this thing, the Daily Kos says. This, again, is based on the writer merely watching the My Son Hunter trailer. Watch the trailer. My Son Hunter screenwriter Brian Godwa said the script for My Son Hunter drew largely from the public record. I drew dialogue from actual incidents or documents, transcripts or emails reported in the media as the base language of Hunter and Joe's characters, many of them actual quoted lines, Godwa told the UK Daily Mail. And many of them were taken from Hunter's actual emails from his laptop. I drew from Hunter's eulogy for his brother Beau for his own description of his relationship in the movie. My Son Hunter director Robert Davi, License to Kill, Die Hard, The Goonies, has said the movie is based not only on Hunter Biden's laptops and the investigative reporting from Peter Schweitzer's number one New York Times best-selling book Red Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win. The movie also draws from Hunter Biden's autobiography Beautiful Things. What exactly does the Daily Kos writer think of My Son Hunter? He hates it, he really hates it, actually. Even though he cannot fully comprehend the object of his hatred. Alas, the world may never know the author's true and honest opinion of My Son Hunter because he never actually watched My Son Hunter. Other than that, here are just a few bullet points to sum up this novel of a movie review from a reviewer who never watched the movie he was supposed to be reviewing. Andrew Breitbart is dead. Steve Bannon is a white supremacist. Trump supporters are incels. The My Son Hunter IMDb page exists. Some random Star Wars reference. Actor Lawrence Fox looks like Eric Trump in the promo. Come to think of it, one of the strippers looks like Melania Trump in the promo. While we're on the subject, strippers make for interesting protagonists. What if Winnie the Pooh is a serial killer? Russia, Russia, Russia. For those of you who want to actually write a movie review of My Son Hunter, even those of you who intend to do nothing more than dedicate over 3,000 words to writing it, please read the instructions below. Pre-order your copy of My Son Hunter right now at mysonhunter.com. The film becomes available for streaming and downloading September 7th.